You are listening to episode 153 of the Walking Leader Podcast. This is the Walking Leader Podcast, episode number 153. I am your host, David Guerra, author of The Walking Leader and Great to Follow. In this episode, I talk about as the walking leader, it is time to work with the team to update and set new goals, make success plans, and update the mission and vision statements for your team for 2020. That's right, 2020 is just around the corner. And as I talked about in the previous episode, episode 152, we talked about your individual goals and plans and mission and vision statements. Now we're looking at the team. It's your job as the walking leader to get out there in front, get your team together and work together to set some goals for 2020. So determine what's going to be the new goals. A successful team never stops and rests on its laurels. Never. It doesn't. That's what a successful team does. The successful team is dynamic. It's always moving, always on the go. Thus, the team is always working on achieving the goals that they have set, as well as creating a whole new set of goals. And with just about 45 days left to the start of 2019, yeah, that was a year ago. The time is now. The time is now to get started. See, goals, we revisit those goals that are not completed and, again, modify them to have them completed in early 2020 because we can't leave things undone. Because sometimes some of the goals that we work on now are based on previous goals. And if we didn't complete those, well, how can we go forward? So based on those completed goals, though, the ones we did do, let's elevate them for 2020. And this is starting to sound familiar because it should. It's really not rocket science from moving your individual goals into your team goals. It's like I said before, you can acquire 10, if you acquired 10 clients in 2019, then in 2020, you acquire 20 more. Your team made $50,000 in 2019. Well, guess what? They can make $100,000 in 2020. You get the picture. You see what I'm talking about. It sounds like what we just talked about in the previous episode, but we're looking at it as a whole. We're looking at it as a collective, as the team, as a group of individuals working together in synergy, harmoniously, all right, cooperatively, everybody trying to succeed. So get with them about that. Work with them about that. Work with them to set those goals. And the plans? Well, the plans, like I said before, are goals. However, they are more the action. Without the goals, the plans don't work because the plans are the action phase of the goals. This is how you're going to get something accomplished. Again, look at what worked and what did not work and take into consideration, well, that did work. Will it work again? And what did not work? Well, will it work this time or is it still not going to work? Look for something new. And of course, with everything that you do, any kind of planning that you do, any kind of goals and anything you want to achieve, you lay out your plans using backward planning. And you begin with the end in mind. Sound familiar? 7 Habits? That's right. Begin with the end in mind. That's why they say that. So you say, the team wants to make $1 million this year. Well, okay. So this time next year, mid-November of 2020, they're going to have $1 million. The team will have earned $1 million, would have grossed $1 million. Now, what do you do? Well, what's next? How do we get there? Well, this is what we make. This is what we sell. This is what we produce. This is what we manufacture, whatever it happens to be. And then we need to figure out, okay, well, we got to make this many to sell. We have to sell this number of units to get there. And in my case, I'm looking at selling 2,000 units and $100. And that's just to get me started. Of course, that's the base. That's my goal. That's my plan. That's what I want to achieve. And it's not so low that I can't achieve it, but it's not too high that it's out of reach. It's just right. Now, it's a jump off point because if I can do $2,000 at $100, then I can do $4,000 at $100 and so on and so on. So you see, my price point's not going to change. It's just my quantity. So the same applies there. Work with your team to see what works exact, what's just right. Take the Goldilocks approach. Too hard, too soft, just right. And then you go from there. Then you work backwards to today. Now, the team's mission statement and vision statement for 2020, well, you should always be, like your own personal one, you should always be updating your mission statement. And why are you always updating your mission statement? Well, because things change. People change. Team members come and go. Not saying that they're always in a constant state of flux. No, but eventually, this time next year, your team's going to look a lot different than what it looks like today. So you can revisit and update as often as you like, because not just because you should, but because you should. However, do not do it so often that you have no real time to work on implementation. Planning is good, but execution of your mission statement and vision statement is always better. Remember, you have to act on things. You have to make things happen. How else are you going to know if it's a good plan? If you don't start, and when you start seeing, oh, well, we can tweak it. We can fine tune it. We can adjust here. We can adjust there. Or we can throw the plan away altogether and start from scratch. Or you know what? We've developed the most greatest, most fantastic, most bestest, cheesiest plan ever. But you don't know that until you actually execute. So execute the plan. And so seriously, if you spend all your time revisiting and updating, you're never going to achieve, let alone get close to realizing the reality of your mission or vision statements. So be careful there. Understand that, hey, you're going to need to do some work. Next. So let's see. So you try to get to work. So get to work by taking the time now to work on your team's goals for 2020, your plans on how to achieve those goals for 2020, update your mission and vision statements for 2020, but you've got to start now. You've got to start now. And as I said before, I'm not saying anything new. It's almost like a repeat, because it is, because it's just that simple. All it takes is starting now. All it takes is executing at this moment. You're done. Bust out a pad of paper, pencil, and lay out your goals. Lay out your vision. Lay out your plans. Lay out your mission statement. Make sure they all jive. Make sure they all can coexist together. And when you've got it, you've got it. So you do it now. And when January 1st, 2020 arrives, you are ready to rock and roll. You're ready to make magic. You are ready to do the voodoo that you do so well. So you are implementing at that time. You are now implementing January 1st what others are just thinking about. Because that's usually when, oh, well, we had a great holiday season. Now it's time to get serious. No, you got serious before the holidays really kicked off. That's looking over the horizon. That's planning ahead. That's preparing for the inevitable. See, you're going to have a substantial lead over all those, over your competition, over other departments in your organization, over others, other teams, other groups. Yes, you're going to be that far ahead. Because by the time they realize what they have to do, you've already left them in the dust, and you're already operating on what would be their March, April schedule. But you're already doing that because you took the time now. You and the team sat down, break out some Christmas cookies, break out some Thanksgiving cookies, break out some cranberry something or another. Eggnog is good. Coffee, whatever works for you. But get together, sit down, and take in some intentional time to work together and make it happen. So, once you're there, that's part of your mantra. That's part of what we do here as the walking leader. That's our mantra. It's being a mentor, being a guide, being the walking leader. So that's what you do. Now you take that, be the mentor, be the guide, be the walking leader, and start working on your plans for 2020. Start working on your goals for 2020 and update that mission statement. Oh, if you don't update a vision statement or you don't have one, that's okay. But you should at least have a mission statement, because that's what's going to guide you. That's what's going to move you into 2021. And imagine it. It's 2019 and I'm already talking about 2021. And why? Because what you do today is going to affect 2021, not just for you on a personal level, not just for all your teammates in a personal level, but for the team on a professional level. And folks, that's what it's all about. And that's the bottom line. So get to work. A lot to do, but you can get it done. All right, well, listen, you've been listening to episode 153 as the walking leader. It is time to work with the team to update and set new goals, make success plans, and update the mission and vision statements for 2020 of your team. Everyone, I invite you to email me at dave@daveguerra.com. Let me know what you think of this episode. Let me know if I'm on point or I'm just off skew, whatever. But let me know. I definitely want to hear from you. Let me know what you think. Or what else could we add to this list of things to do now? Then we'll revisit it. We'll add it in for November of 2020. So get to work now. In the meantime, reach out to me on Twitter @DaveGuerra, all one word. Also, I invite you to visit my Facebook page and subscribe and like facebook.com/TheDavidGuerra. Got a daily show there if you didn't know that. facebook.com/TheDavidGuerra, all one word. And I advertise it on Twitter. So if you're not too sure, go to my Twitter page @DaveGuerra. And right there, I have that link. Click on it and join me on my Facebook page every Monday through Friday. I thank you again for listening to episode 153. Join me next time for episode 154, where we have another exciting episode focusing on lessons on leadership. So until then, take care. And always remember to go beyond the grind and go beyond the hustle, because that is the only way to be the walking leader and a leader that is truly great to follow.